Multidisciplinary meeting.
Good morning, everyone. The objective of the meeting today is to come to a decision about Frederick's transition to the adult sector of our institute. As you know, Frederick has been in our institute for 4 years. He was admitted here when he was 14 after coming from an institute for children. He was diagnosed as having Down syndrome. We have to confirm Frederick's transition to an ESAT. Your assessments will complete his MDPH file. Mrs. Henry, you can begin by giving your psychiatric analysis, please.
I think that Frederick doesn't show any signs of psychiatric disorders representing an obstacle to his transition to an ESAT. At the moment, he doesn't need any medical treatment and doesn't show any signs of aggressiveness or violence.
Thank you, Mrs. Henry. Natalie, how do you find Frederick?
As a special educator, I would like to speak to you about his daily routine and activities. Frederick is a shy young man who has progressively felt more and more at ease in the group. He now fits in well and has found his place, but he sometimes still keeps his distance and remains an observer, especially when something disturbs him, like shouting or lively discussions with the other young people. So he prefers the company of those who are calm. With professionals, he's pleasant and respectful. But when he doesn't like certain instructions, he gets blocked, and the situation can last a long time. He has acquired daily routine autonomy. He can get dressed by himself and choose weather-appropriate clothes. At the cafeteria, he's able to prepare his tray and choose different dishes. But someone has to watch out for his choice of desserts to be sure he doesn't have too much sugar. He knows his schedule and can follow it during the day, but sometimes doesn't want to participate in certain activities. He's also independent on public transport and has been enthusiastic when participating in this workshop. He could manage to commute very quickly both to and from the institute in the morning and evening. He has also taken the bus and the train to go to his vocational training sites. I can say that he has the required level of autonomy to go to an ESAT.